block heels, holding her guitar, still plugged in, mic still plugged in. She tells the crowd, you know, just like part, I am going to jump into the crowd. Takes like a long run up from the stage, comes running through and just like, just careers off this 5 foot long platform, lands on her, like on her heels, guitar still in hand, mic still in hand. And she just keeps running all the way to the back. And it's just like she was in the crowd, I think, more often than she was up on stage. They're just an electrifying band live. And of course, like, you know, they make no bones about what they're talking about. All their songs are political punk songs. All their songs are talking about something or the other.
Yeah, definitely one of the most electric performers. And something, that kind of voice is really vital in kind of today's scene where I think sometimes people are a bit afraid to kind of to say anything because they just want to, you know, it's so difficult to even, you know, make any kind of living with music. So to be a bit controversial or really kind of say something is sometimes not always something you see. So that's really exciting. And I definitely love to catch them the next time they're live in town.
And they've announced a new album. It's so funny to me, the name as well. It's coming out in January and it's going to be called Who Let the Dogs Out? And the single they released off of it just now, like they had Company Culture a little while ago. They've just now put out Big Dick Energy as well. And, you know, all their songs, they make it very clear what they're about. You can find them at lambrinigirlsband.bandcamp.com. They have put the album up there, so like go check it out and all that stuff, you know, pre-order, whatever it might be. I just think like when artists are small and like doing things super independently, I'm just going to like direct people to wherever they can find them so that they can, you know, support them independently, stuff like that. Give bands a listen. I've also got a new track from Dits, another band that's announced their debut album, I think. Also a really cool band. They're quite a like their singer, Cal Francis. The greatest thing about like their bio is that if you look at their bio, you know, they're like, oh yeah, you know, singer in this, blah blah blah. Your boyfriend was looking at my legs at your show. So like they play it fast and loose, and it's just like that really kind of heavier post-punk stuff. But they've announced a new album, and it's going to be coming out. This is going to be their second album, because I just remembered they had a first album in 2022. It's called The Great Regression. And the new one's going to be coming out. It's next year, January again. It's going to be called Never Exhale. So we've got a few good albums just coming up in that week. Because I think in the 1 week of like the last week of January, we've got this album, the Lambrini Girls album, All Black Era. So a lot of stuff to look forward to. And it's also on Bandcamp, DITZ.bandcamp.com. And I guess one last song that, again, both of us are interested in. The band Sorry have just announced new song, Waxwing. They're cool, like kind of like lo-fi indie stuff. Also, I think friends of Fontaine's DC, because half of the band did join Grain when he was doing his solo performances, like on violins and stuff. So again, cool stuff.
Yeah, a really interesting group of songs. And it looks like we're going to have a great start to the year next year with some of these releases coming out.
So lots of good stuff to look forward to there at sorrybanduk.bandcamp.com. Let's start with the new Charlie song, Charlie and Julian Casablanca's Mean Girls.
So you can get it. As his voice things to clear up. Let's put on a happy face. Let's all dance together and drink from the same cup. Let me hear your voice sing. I sense music in it. A note I never heard before. Quotation, summation, without beginning or end. It takes a lot to come of age. Burners of salty and anguish, I'll share. A space in your mouth, a space in your smile. A space in your smile, a space in your smile. They all share a space inside. Screaming at the sun and howling at the moon. The twinkle in your eye, the drops on your lips. The bite of your teeth, the hunger in your heart. The twinkle in your eye, the drops on your lips. The bite of your teeth, the hunger in your heart. The twinkle in your eye, a space in your smile. A space in your smile. Where did that happy face come from? So utterly adored by our disease. I'll take it bit by bit. We assemble the jigsaw, but the art won't be. So there's space in your smile. There's space in your smile, space in your smile. Hopefully I'll be happier when there's a space in your smile. As the world won't have a latch, reach down your dreams. It sits through their bodies, but anything it needs. Catch the shells aside and rolls another hill.
Waxwing by Sorry. These are some of the picks that, like, are, you know, new tracks that have been out recently. And, you know, big albums coming up. We just had some Mean Girls, the Charlie XCX remix with Julian Casablancas, a very Julian Casablancas-like remix. Like, the song grows on me as it goes on. So it's just like, you know, you start off a little bit skeptical, but by the end of the song, you're like, yeah, I like this. Also heard some Lambrini Girls with their new song, Big Dick Energy. They have an album coming out in January, as do Dits. We just heard their song Space/Smile, and obviously the new Sorry track. But I'm going to revive an old feature here. I'm really excited to do this because we've been busy, you know, with interviews and like shows and stuff happening for a little while now. But if you guys remember, Meet Me in the Mic Room was a feature where we used to talk all about, you know, kind of indie and specifically music from the zeros. And there was one band that I had almost been sort of avoiding talking about because they were too big a topic for me to talk about. But thankfully, I have some help here because Adam, who is still with us and has been picking tracks throughout the evening with me, is a big Libertines fan. And so I feel like finally, we can talk about the Albion Boys.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be on here to talk about maybe my favorite band of all time, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, there's such a kind of behemoth within that era. You know,
What's the thing about them that clicked for you?
I think kind of I've always been a person who is really attracted to kind of great lyricism. And
you were at the Fontaines show.
Yeah. Fontaines and Sprints are, you know, that we've talked about today are two of the kind of great purveyors of, you know, lyrics that we see. But, you know, obviously going throughout history, you know, from some of the big influences on the Libertines, like the Smiths and the Jam, who were kind of indie bands, but with a kind of really sharp lyrical focus, especially from Pete Doherty, who, you know, kind of was poetic in the way he wrote a lot of these good songs. And Carl Barat was amazing as well, and kind of the way the two of them kind of worked off each other and had this kind of strange relationship that was incredibly close, but they would also kind of get into fights and cause a lot of friction between them.
Yeah, I think the will they, won't they of like, will this band last tomorrow if Pete and Carl like fell out or something happened? I think that kind of kept a lot of people invested in the Libertines. But then, you know, when it worked so well, you know, and they kind of, I feel like, were known as like the English poets of the zeros. And I think they're basically the only band I could think of that would show up to, what was it, the Enemy Awards, and their entire speech this one year, I think it was 2004, when they won the Enemy Award, they walked up on stage and their whole speech was just a reread of a poem. And it was like a war poem that they read out. And they kind of turned it into like, oh, you know, we are kind of like at war with the music industry and like the fans will never know the kind of the things we've seen and all of that. The only band who really, I think, could have done that.
Yeah, they brought that literary kind of frame of reference. I believe it was Suicide in the Trenches by Siegfried Spoon, they read, which is a great poem. And I think one of the things that they did, maybe Manic Street Preachers, another band done this, that kind of opened people to literature and poetry and politics and those kind of things that are more than just the music. And fashion as well is another thing they had a kind of huge influence on, Pete becoming this kind of giant cultural figure, dating Kate Moss, and just kind of the different, the Libertines outfit became an outfit that people wanted to wear.
You know, from like I think with Pete, it was not just the military jackets and stuff, which obviously are like very iconic, and like the flat caps that also, I think you were saying that like that was the thing that people went out and bought in the zeros. Like people were either styling their hair like, and this came later, like Russell Lissack, or they were going and getting a flat cap to look like Pete Doherty. And like there was the military jacket and everything that he wore. And that, I guess that really just like attached them to being, like, it was very English imagery for sure, that, you know, like attached to like almost like the like royal military's like outfits and stuff. But then even if he would go on stage just in a slip or whatever, that also was like an iconic Pete Doherty look.
Yeah, it's really, he became kind of such a big cultural force. And then obviously, for some reason, the tabloids with some more darker negative reasons would be after him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, really, anything that he wore for a time would become something that he wanted to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
He was all, you know, they were on him, or the Libertines were on the cover of The Enemy seemingly every other week in that era.
And I guess, like, you know, when we do this feature, and if we have guests on, I'm always asking, what is it about this particular band that, you know, what was the role they played in this kind of Zeros indie scene? And I guess for the Libertines, really, it was that they are where the sleaze of indie sleaze kind of came in.
Definitely, right? The kind of the ramshackle kind mm-hmm. of feeling of this can fall apart at any moment is mm-hmm. present in their songs and live performances, and just how they kind of lived at the time.
Mm-hmm. And like, I guess like the danger of, and you know, the danger and community, like the thing of like, oh, we're all like in here, it's a big loving community, because they used to do those like cabaret nights and stuff, and that went on for a little while, even when the Libertines were starting to get quite big. So it's just like this whole thing of this could fall apart and turn out horribly wrong at any moment was also like, I feel like, a big appeal for people to go mm-hmm. and see them. And like yeah. The Enemy is like written anthologies of them, or, you know, article after article about what it was about them that made them so like whatever, you know. And if you see their list of picks of like songs of that were like, you know, the best Libertine songs, half of them are from demos and like live performances and albums that and things that didn't make it onto the albums from like before 2002, often before 2000 itself, because they were just such big fans of them that they have that entire roster.
Yeah,
but really, you've picked something from Up the Bracket, the first album, 2002.
Yes. This album recently celebrated its 22nd anniversary,
mm-hmm.
Which is a big year. The first album turned 20, or the second album, excuse me, turned 20 earlier this year. So both big milestones. But the song that I've chosen is off the debut album. It's track 9, The Boy Looked at Johnny. One of my favorite tracks from this album. And it also kind of has a sly reference to another kind of indie icon of the era, Johnny Burrell of Razorlight,
mm-hmm.
Who briefly rehearsed with the Libertines for a couple of gigs back when they were first kind of getting started. And to big fans of Razorlight, I'd say stay tuned to this program, because there might be something interesting coming in the future.
Might be. We're just teasing ahead, but we're saying nothing.
Nothing to know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so definitely the Libertines cement their place in this indie canon. And so we're going to be listening to The Boy Looked at Johnny.
The boy looked at Johnny, said, "My word, that was fun." Oh, and he did it with his hat on and a saddle and a gun. He's almost in breakfast at the Sideview Hotel. Oh, slipping down fine, everything's going so well. And New York City's very pretty in the nighttime. Oh, why don't you miss Soho? Everybody goes everybody, everybody.
nighttime on London's Missile Hall.
Where everybody goes.
Boy Looked at Johnny, just a little track off of Up the Bracket by the Libertines, who were this week's the artists that we were discussing in the mic room. And thanks, Adam, for joining me in the mic room and on the show in general today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I was really happy to join to talk about some of these great artists that I love, especially the Libertines, who you just heard. My favorite band. And I'm happy that we could discuss all of this.
Yeah, I loved hearing about it because I find very few people to talk to about the Libertines. But what else are you listening to right now? What's like an album you would drop for people to, like, what's your recommendation that people should listen to?
I'm going to say the album I've been listening to recently has been the Richard Ashcroft's debut solo album, Alone With Everybody. We've been hearing kind of these rumors swirling around that he may open for Oasis next year. And that made me want to revisit that album, which kind of, it kind of retains a lot of kind of the sound, the verve of like kind of the bigness and the strings and just kind of the emotiveness in his voice. And that's an album that came out almost will be 25 years coming up. It's an anniversary coming up in the new year. That album has been in my rotation recently and would definitely recommend people give it a spin.
Mm-hmm. Good thing for people to listen to get ready for those Oasis shows. Like, I don't know if he's going to come across with them to North America, but, you know, still a good album to listen to.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, we're going to wrap up over here. Adam, thanks so much for joining me on the show this week.
Thanks again so much for having me. I had a great time.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Sean from Coyne, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Canada.
This ain't Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters. This is actually an ad for my new show. You want to join me, Zach, every Saturday at 8 p.m. for your favorite 90s hits, throwbacks, and deep cuts. We'll be playing you songs like this all night from 8 to 9 p.m. So join me as I take you to the 90s.
All right, it is now 9:30 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you are listening to CFRCFM 101.9 FM, cable channel 954 on Cogeco, and available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. I am Weave. Good evening here at a now much quieter campus of Queen's University. Not that it was really, you know, it was, from what I gather, I wasn't really around, but it was pretty chillaxy from what I heard for the most part, which, you know, it was cool, chill times. I'm going to have a little chill times and some rockin' times, I think, the next hour and a half. Going to be in the top of the next hour playing a whole bunch of stuff from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Happened last night and a couple choice cuts, especially A Tribe Called Quest, the much-deserved Hall of Fame induction for them that happened last night, and, you know, a whole bunch of other things. Going to play some Mets who, you know, recently announced are going to be taking an extended hiatus, whatever that means. I do remember when Fugazi said they were going to do that. You know, they extended is very extended, so I guess we'll see, amongst other things. But to start off, we're going to play a whole bunch of new stuff. Going to play something from the new Caribou record, Honey. Going to play something from the new Smile album that came out, Cutouts, recently. That's going to be up next. But to start off with, I'm going to play something from the new Suns album, The Breaks. This is a song called Road Signs and Meanings here on CFRC.
Thank you. Thank you. shot, Patsy.
Oh. Okay, okay, Richard.
Yeah, you want to resist Patsy? Shoot you in the face.
I don't think Fonzie had a gun.
Don't you dare laugh, cause this ain't funny. Bag money, money, bag money, money. Put bags in grandpa, gonna school you, sonny. Bag money, money, bag money, money. Motherfucker, don't stop, make it hop like bunny. Bag money, money, bag money, money. Gonna crack you folks till the yolks get runny.
With a man turbo laser, I'm gonna say elephant.
We're old school like stones and sticks. We're chucking fucking bricks at you fucking dicks. Some pretty fucking sick ways to get your kicks. But we flip the crucifix like 666. That's evil.
Evil
going on. Up at fucking dawn to mow your fucking lawn. If you're looking for your grass, shit is fucking gone. Up in smoke like the toke that you're choking on. Young and we're not new to this. We were doing this when you were in the uterus. New kids take your cue from this. Make them all pump this like pugilist. Rap is just a lesser evil that men do. A way for you to spew the shit that you've been through. Get a fucking clue, son, we dropping through. So you can either move your body or get chopped in two. Don't you dare laugh, cause this ain't funny. Bag money, money, bag money, money. Foot bags and grandpa are gonna school you, sonny. Bag money, money, bag money, money. Motherfucker, don't stop, make it hop like bunny. Bag money, money, bag money, money. Gonna crack you folks till the yolks get runny.
Hey.
Steppin' peppy when I'm rapping with the grandpappy. Top notch, never botch, drop a hand clappy. What? We got the shit on lock. You know the steez, now y'all can slob the rock. Footy on the mic, red line and hype gauges. Blowing up spots, stereos and stages. Steady flexin', mic check to mic check. T-Rex best step, correct, you bet. In the jam and I'm fit to spit. Deuce decades deep in this pit plus a bit. Any fuckers out there thinking
he should quit,
you can take a fucking seat on my anger dick. Cause I'm still having the most of fun. I spit heat later cause the beats I run. I'm mowing suckers down and I don't own a gun except my lyrical AK, son.
Don't you dare laugh cause this ain't funny. Bag money, money, bag money, money. Foot bags and grandpa are gonna school you, sonny. Bag money, money, bag money, money. Motherfucker, don't stop, make it hop like money. Bag money, money, bag money, money. Gonna crack you folks till the yolks get runny.
I'm gonna go with a man turbo laser, I'm gonna say elephant.
A mass maniac, brandishing an axe. Dispensing head cracks like whack your fucking whack. Collecting zero stacks to bury in the back. Or bundle up in sacks, shit your rhymes going splat. The death bobber, I hit trees like Big K Hotter. With a dime half in the bag and it just might be your daughter. Complete slaughter, like the band that's from Toronto. Not the Vegas hair douches, cause that shit is malted vomit. You're on it. By that, I mean the gong shit. You've been up here too long, so it's time to mosey on. Shit, you need to catch your grip. They ain't no stage getting lit. Gramps said, come rock the mic, cause I get ridiculous. I need an exorcist. I'm possessed by verbs and nouns. Rotten messes in the basement. Old thing that's in the ground. Fuck this whole town and the boredom that abounds. I'm done with this shit. High five and bags and I'm out.
Hey. Don't you dare laugh, cause this ain't funny. Bag money, money, bag money, money. Foot bags and grandpa are gonna school you, sonny. Bag money, money, bag money, money. Motherfucker, don't stop. Make it hop like bunny. Bag money, money, bag money, money. Gonna crack you folks till the yolks get runny.
I'm gonna go with a man turbo laser. I'm gonna say elephant.
Bag money, money. Bag money featuring death metal Bob, Kingston's Own with Bag Money. And yeah, there was a great hip hop show that featured some folk from the Bag Money, as well as a bunch of really awesome touring rappers at the Toucan on Tuesday that sadly I missed. And I was actually there at one point, but I kind of had to leave early because of stuff that came up. But yeah, I was sad. So, you know, kind of mourning it by rocking that track there. And I highly recommend checking out the Bag Money. So Bag plus dollar sign as bags